Okay, well, we have to say it again. Okay, but basically, so it happened in our community, but basically we just read in Pele Yoetz that says, if the mitzvah of Yibum is performed, that the brother marries his brother's widow, then the Torah says, HaBechor Asher Teled Yakum Shem Achiv Amet. It says that the firstborn boy that's born will be born in the name of the brother who passed away, the husband who passed away. So some people say they have to give him the name. They have to give him the same name. But the halacha is you don't. The halacha says that this firstborn boy, he's just the legacy of what's being left over as the father. So Pele Yoetz just said over here that the neshama that he receives, the Bechor receives, is a gilgul of the neshama who passed away without children. What is the avon, so to speak, that he did, that he has to fix? Well, at least one of them that exists that's there is that he didn't have children. It's a mitzvah to have children and to bring children to the world. So the Pele Yoetz says that the Gilgul of his neshama is born into that son. So Shena'asalo Achiv Aviv, that so to speak, his brother becomes his father.
Correct.
Right? Ve'ishto Imo, and his wife becomes his mother. Right? So that neshama goes into that child. And therefore he says, if the father, meaning i.e. his brother, or the mother, meaning his previous wife, or those who know him or who knew the family, if they knew that he lacked certain qualities, they should tell this child, you're here, so that he fixes them. So that he fixes them. Like, you know, if he was a person that was angry, or if he was a person that, again, he had certain qualities that he had to fix, they should tell this son so that he comes to fix them. Because he says, in general, we don't know Gilgulim. We don't know who came from what and who came from where and what you have to fix. Everybody has to do their best. But this one, we know. But this one, you know. I don't know. I can ask.
It's a very fair question.
I don't know. Rabbi Chaim told us a story. I can ask. So that he should be able to fix it. So he said, in general, we don't know who comes from where.
So there is, we don't know what to do. But this one,
you know.
Peculiar.
Yes. So וגם מתוך אמונת הגלגול ידע האדם כי משפטי אדוני אמת הצור תמים פעלו כי כל דרכיו משפט ולא יתרעם על מידותיו יתברך כמנהג בוערים בעם. And also through believing that Gilgul, a person will always know that Hashem's judgment is always true. Right? Hashem is always just in all of his ways, and a person will not complain against the judgments that Hashem makes in this world. Like Kama Bo'arim Ba'am, it says, like some of the fools in the nation, Shekasher Ba'im Aleim Yisurim, that whenever they come across a difficulty or a challenge in their life, Po'arim P'im, suddenly they open their mouth wide against Hashem Chas V'Shalom Ve'omrim, and they say, Ribono Shel Olam Hashem Ma Pish'im Ma Chatati, is what, I never sinned, I never did anything wrong in my life, Hayim Chatayu Shai Gavru HaKol Olam, what, and even if I did, am I worse than my neighbor, am I worse than this person next to me, that suddenly the judgment comes on me? Lama ta'ase kol ha'avadecha? Why would you do this to me? Why would Hashem do this to his servant? I've been a perfect Jew. He says, if they had wisdom, they would understand. Hashem is just and righteous in all of his ways. El emuna ve'en avel, a faithful God. There is no injustice. Chas v'shalom, tzadik v'yashar hu. Hashem is honest and he's righteous. Noten ne'ish kidracha v'chifim ma'alav, and he gives every person according to his paths and what he deserves. Ve'lo nitkenu alilot, and only Hashem understands the depths of those paths. And even in this Gilgul, let's say he actually was a perfect Jew. Most of the time, a person is not a perfect Jew, but sometimes he is a perfect Jew, or sometimes it's a child. I mean, they never really even had a chance to shelo nedan, no bar minan. We should never have a child go through any difficulty. But sometimes it's a child that, you know, you really know that never did anything wrong. She never did anything wrong. So in Gilgul Zel Zach V'Yashar Palo, and if in this Gilgul he's perfect, Elo Yisurim Lo Al Gilgulim She'avru, the Yisurim The challenges are because of a previous gilgul, a previous something that he had to fix. Kayadu ma'amar mekubalim shegilui sheyisurei Iyov biototam v'yashar, like the mekubalim said about Iyov. They said, where did Iyov come from? And this is the Ramban makes this comment on Iyov, and it hints very strongly to it. He doesn't say it directly, but the mekubalim say it more, that Iyov, the whole book of Iyov was a person who was perfect. He was honest, he was righteous, he was a tzaddik in every way, and the stories show that he was a tzaddik. And Iyov says he was a tzaddik, and nonetheless, right, he lost his wife, sorry, he didn't lose, lost all his children, lost all of his assets, suddenly, you know, became ill with all types of illnesses, and illnesses all over his body from his head to his toe, and he started to complain against Hashem. One of the answers was, and we're not learning Iyov right now, one of the answers was from the Kubalim. Where did it come from? It came from previous Gilgul. He was perfect in this world, but this came from, in order to cleanse him, this came from a previous Gilgul. Who was the previous Gilgul? Terach. He got the neshama of Terach, the father of Abraham, who was Over Avodah Zarah.
How do they know?
They learned from Psukim, and they connect. וגם בזה יש לשוב לדעת על יישומים קשים שטובים ילדים קטנים עתיקי משדיים, and this is also the answer too, that according to Pele Yoetz and according to the Mekubalim, this is why sometimes you see children that are suffering, sometimes babies ומיטת קטנים, very very young, שהחטאת נעורים שולח הקדוש ברוך הוא כדי לישון נשמה שחייבים מיטה לתקן אשר היא ביתו. Sometimes Hashem sends a child or a baby that the neshama was chayav mita. Neshama, so ve'agav imtzu avi v'imo kedir adam mitzaram sheyitzaru mitato. And his kapara is that pain that people have over the child whenever he passes away. וגם על ידי גלגולים מתגלגים ענייני זיווגים ומיטות בכל המקרים הכל ומצלות ומדעים במידה ומשקל ומסורה. Hashem calculates everything, but these are wonders that we don't understand. עד הגילולים הרדן כאשר הויסים ומקלמים מסברים ענייני הגילולים בעיניו יראה. And if a person wants to know more, see more about them, learn the books of the מקובלים who tell stories of the גלגולים, יראו לבוא יבין ויאמר, and then he'll understand and he'll see מה רבו מעשיך השם מה נפלא להבתו אשר חשב מחשבות לבלתי דח ממנו נידח. The incredible thoughts and wisdom of Hashem in his calculations and how he sends each neshama to the other. Yehi Shem Adonai Baruch Hu Ma'akol Barachal Tivah. May Hashem's name be blessed and elevated on any blessing and praise that we can say for him.
Okay?
Hezvar Hashem?
If you really think about the conclusion, you see God forbid families that are...
Peace. Tuesday.